Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You look nice today.
Thank you.
You do, your hair looks nice.
Right.
And you look very preppy.
I'm very preppy?
Yeah, like that. What's that shop where all preppy guys go? Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren?
Is it Lauren?
Mm.
I thought it was Lauren.
Where's the insult?
No, there is. Let's just start. I was being nice, am I?
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to Something Dull.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Aiming to answer your 21st century questions, and you know what we're here for, to find those solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you tell someone to shut up when they're listening to too much music through their phone speakers on the bus? Oh my, this happened to me on the train the other day. Mm-hmm. There was a girl and a mate, they were listening to the radio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did, William?
No.
I did the British thing of not saying anything and just casting dirty looks over to him.
Do you know what I don't like? People do more and more. People who FaceTime other people as they're sitting in cafes without headphones.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, Uncle William?
No, we're not, Aunt Jordan. I'm more Tatler, whereas you're just Tatty.
Tatler is...
It's the magazine. We've had this
before.
Oh,
we have. It's not...
Thought it was a chocolate bar.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a department store.
Oh, yes, that was it.
Yeah, pour us a G&D. Oh, do you want me to pour one for a change?
No, I don't trust your quantities. I'm never going to call it a G&D again after last week.
Oh, yeah. William loves the D. If you're listening for the first time, well, thanks for joining us like mid-series two, but we have a little drink called Gin and Dubonnet. It was the Queen Mother's favourite drink.
Queen still likes it.
The Queen still likes it. And I read a book, right, in the summer. I read a book and they used the line, I couldn't believe it. I was reading this book and it's like, as the guests come in, we all sat around and had a gin and Dubonnet. And I was reading this book, it was about 11 o'clock at night. I was like, shit the bed. It's actually a thing, I couldn't believe it. Who are we toasting to?
Why don't we toast... I tell you what, Jordan, today we're talking about living with partners. Why don't we toast everybody, whether it's yours, mine, the G&D Divas, producer Ben's, let's toast everybody's better halves.
To our better halves.
Better halves.
Better halves.
I don't actually like that phrase.
I was just going to ask you.
Other half, better half, no.
My mum says hubby.
And it's not better half because I'm the best one. So
Do you like hubby?
Mm.
No, my mum says hubby all the time.
No.
My dad says the wife. Or the dragon. It depends if she's in earshot.
Right.
She'll come in and go, where's dragon? I'm like, she's upstairs. And
I think probably their names is probably preferable.
Up north, Hairy John does this.
Who's Hairy John?
My old mate that you know, last week we were saying people call me ages. One of my best friends is in his 70s. I know him from the pub that I go in.
Right.
I went out with him this week, actually. We went to an open mic night. He calls his wife.
Did Mike know he was open? He was by the end of it. No.
Oh, God. He calls his better half our Peg. And I used to think she was called Peggy.
Yep.
But up north, they just say our Peg. Yeah. Have I never told you about Harry John?
I think you might have mentioned it, yeah.
He's like probably one of my best mates.
Well, we'll talk more about living with partners shortly. The new iPhone has come out, and the new Apple Watch.
That was just a blatant plug for you to get in that you've got the new one. Go on.
I did a little confession. Whilst I was away, this wasn't planned, it was just coincidental. I actually queued outside the Apple shop.
Oh my God. Oh, what have
on
you
the
become?
Launch day.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm not really that much of a Apple.
Yes, you
geek.
Are. Yes,
well,
you are.
Well, I clearly
are.
Am now.
You are. You love Apple. And those watches, I think, are pointless.
No, they're very good. This one now tells me if I've had a fall.
You've had a what?
If I've had a fall.
Oh, wow. Are you joking?
Which, I mean, I think I'd probably be aware I've had a fall before I fall.
Is it?
Yeah, it tells you if you've fallen over.
The only time I've ever been impressed with one of those things is I was out with a mate and his missus, and that's another name for another half, and we got back and we ended up drinking whiskey all throughout the night. Mm. And I said to my mate, I think we stopped about 6 o'clock in the morning, and he said, no, I looked on my Apple Watch and it said I fell asleep at 8, and we both fell asleep at the same time on the city. So it tells you what time you fall asleep, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can do.
And what time you are. That's the only thing I'm impressed with. Like, you don't text off that thing, do you?
You can do, yeah. If someone sends me a message, I can just quickly reply with yes, no, thank you.
30 centimetres away, your pocket. Just get out your phone.
No, but sometimes my phone's in my blazer, or it would be rude to... Like, if someone texts me now, it would be rude if I took out my phone. So I can just quickly hit no, yes, thank
you. Come on, you know it's rude to look at your watch.
Yeah, but if you don't know, if you, let's say you were the speaker and you're talking to a group of people, for example, I can, if I've got someone sitting in front of me, providing I'm not on the front row, I can quickly just look and press something.
Mike, go on, tell us about your new phone then. What phone is it?
It's the XS.
Eh?
It's the XS.
Right.
I had an 8 Plus before.
I bet you
so did. I've downsized.
Are you still talking about phones?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got the Apple, and I had an Apple Watch 2, and now I've got an Apple Watch 4.
Right.
And can I just say, in my defence, why I queued? And I say queue, there was hardly a queue. I was number 13, unlucky for some.
I can't believe you queued in an Apple.
I was queuing for about 40 minutes.
I thought you were better.
And 20 minutes of that was before the store opened.
How much did it cost you? Did you pay up front?
I saved just under £200 getting it over there than I would have done getting it all over here.
Really?
Yeah. And that's, and I worked that out and I went, right, well, I will go and queue.
That G&D's strong today.
Mm.
Oh, right. Thanks. Cheers for that, you geek.
So yeah. You don't keep up with the latest. What phone do you have?
An iPhone.
Yeah, but yes, I know, but what?
The big one.
Oh.
I don't know.
Six plus, a 7 plus, an 8 plus?
I don't know.
Give it to me, I'll tell you.
Hang on. Yeah.
Give it here.
Took the case off.
Why, can you unlock it for me?
Oh, for God's sake. I want to know. No, I don't. Do you know what? I get freaked out by people having my phone. Someone took my phone off me. I get freaked out. There's stuff on there that's... You don't want to see.
Yeah, Burnley stuff, probably.
No. Cockpicks. No, John.
Can I just say, when we record these, I wear headphones.
Yeah.
And you wear... Half wear headphones and you have what you do that very radio thing of one ear on, one ear off.
No, it's not. It is a radio thing. All the best presenters do it. No, I do it because I'm deaf in one ear, aren't I? So it helps me. I don't know. You know when I had to go for them like speech therapy things.
Mm.
She told me that
series one of this podcast.
She told me that I had to. It's better. I'll be able to speak
okay.
better. On
but anyway.
The radio.
Okay.
I won't trip over my words as much.
No. Well, that's working well. Mm. What I have noticed with you doing it is that actually you, like me, are part of the very exclusive and luxury club.
Yeah.
Of the small ears club.
Why are you being weird today? Are you pissed?
No, I'm not. Look, I have small ears too.
Oh, you do, don't you?
But, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
The ear is the only part of your body that keeps growing. So by the time we die, we might have normal size ears.
Yeah, because old men have really big ears, don't some yeah. old men? Oh, God, I'm going to be
well, we'll have
another ageist numbskull now, aren't I? No, but some old men have really big ears, don't
they? We have
they?
Normal size ears.
Yeah.
Well, we will by the time we die.
Yeah, I'm glad it's your ears and not your nose that keeps growing.
Yeah.
Not yours, I'm just saying. What about...
Your toes? No, they stay the same.
Up a bit.
Knees?
A bit more.
Thighs?
Go across.
Your size? God. The other thigh?
In the middle.
Your belly button?
No, down a bit. Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
no,
and I'm trying to avoid talking about
actually,
it.
Actually, your balls get a bit saggier as you get older. You know when you get out at Bath? Yeah, my dad told me that's what your balls are like constantly, and you're like, when you get to mid-40s. I have to tuck them in your socks. You know when you get out at Bath and they're like,
well, you get out at Bath
and you have to kick them out corridor. You know what I mean?
No.
Sorry, anyway, sorry, the bath.
If you want our help with anything, then you can send us a message on Twitter or Instagram. We're at SexedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SexedMyBoss.
I do this bit.
Yeah, I decided we'd mix it up. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SexedMyBoss.com.
Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, which is SexedMyBoss.com. This episode, like we said, is all about living with partners. Do you know what I found out since I've been doing this podcast?
Mm.
I'm quite crude, aren't I?
Really?
Yeah.
You just noticed.
I never thought, like, I like to think that I'm a polite, nice young lad, but...
No.
I'm a bit crude, aren't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
You turn everything into smart.
I don't want to be crude.
Well, try not to be.
I don't think I'll be good on this episode. I think you're going to have to take
you,
lead.
You have no experience.
No.
You've never lived with a partner.
No. Right.
I mean, I've only lived with one partner.
I've had him stay over and stuff. After 2 days, like, you're doing me head in. Piss off. Yeah, it's going to be quite hard because I've never lived with a partner.
No. Well, I have. Mike and I have lived together for about 3 years. Just under 3 years.
And how's that?
Obviously, blissful.
Oh.
Never a crossword.
Really?
It's like some 1950s commercial.
Is it just the same as having a flatmate, but
no,
with the sex?
It's very different from that.
Yeah? Is it?
Yes, because it's not a flatmate. It's the same bedroom, I presume.
Yes.
I mean, all the best people have separate bedrooms, but you could...
Do you sleep in the same bed?
We do.
Okay.
That's only... But, you know, probably, you know...
Very 2008.
In fact, when we were on a holiday, obviously being America, everything's bigger, so the beds were...
Beg your pardon?
So the beds were huge.
Right.
And the first night we
does that grow when you go away as well? Go on.
And we got back and we had to sleep in our king-size bed at home, and Mikey actually said to me the next day, oh, God, I rolled over and, ugh, there you were.
Oh.
Thanks very much, darling.
How romantic.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a thing. Sleeping with a partner in the same bed's hard. Mm.
It can be.
Because I'm a starfish.
Are you?
In bed. I don't mean in bed as in sex bed. I just get out and go... I mean, like, I like to start, like, full on spread out.
Selfish, I think, not starfish.
I like what you did there. Mm. Yeah, so...
No, I think you have to keep yourself to yourself.
Yeah.
When you sleep.
What is, William Hansen, etiquette expert, your top bit of advice for living with your partner? If somebody's listening now and they're about to move in with a partner, what are you going to say?
Speaking from my point of view, when Mikey moved in with me, it was my flat he was moving into. This was not somewhere that we had selected ourselves. We now live in somewhere we both selected, so it's sort of both our flat. But I was very conscious of trying to make it as, you know, I had been there for... 7.5-8 years by mm-hmm. the time he moved in. So obviously I had and I'm quite set in my ways in general.
Really?
And I was very conscious of trying to make sure it wasn't too sort of dictatorial. Because I am aware with some of my
we don't need to go into too much detail.
Two of my flatmates, Christian and John, as he will be referred to, and has been referred to on this podcast, that...
He loves this podcast, by the
way. He does listen. Hello, John. And
hey, John. Go on.
That he... You know, they moved in, and I was probably slightly difficult to live with in areas. But with, you know, that's because, you know, flatmates are replaceable, whereas your significant other, presumably, you want to sort of hang on to them.
Yeah. What's the most annoying thing about Mikey living with him? What annoys you most about living with Mikey?
Obviously nothing at all.
No, go on.
Nothing at all.
Go on.
He's very into the gym.
Okay.
And in fact, we don't really live together. He lives at the gym and then occasionally holidays in our flat.
He looks good lately, by the way, I've got to tell you.
Yeah, no, he's
looking really well.
And because of his gym habits, he's very into protein shakes, creatine, all sorts of sort of semi-healthy substances that he pumps through his body. And there's always remnants on the side.
And that annoys you.
Yes, because they're remnants that he does clear up, but when he comes back, but he is at the gym for a couple of hours. So, you know, it's remnants and other people have to use that kitchen when he's not in the flat.
Okay. Ask him for a friend, and I actually am. I won't tell his name, and I said I'll bring this up when I'm on the podcast, because she doesn't like it. He's moved in with his girlfriend. Is it, like, obviously when she's not in the house, is it still okay for him to watch adult material when you live with someone and do that you do?
Obviously, it's fine. It's a free country. You knock yourself out. But, you know, one of the things that... obviously, don't knock yourself out because you're doing something wrong then. But if you...
You're being very grown up here. I admire this. Thank you.
I'm trying to talk about this in a neutral way.
Okay.
But if you're living together, you know, one of the... Not perks, but one of the things, you know, certainly if you have been living separately and then you come to live together, is that actually one or other, you know, you are not synchronized. Your diaries, your drives, your juices are not all synchronized.
Yeah.
And one may be wanting a bit of a cuddle.
Yeah.
And the other may not need a cuddle because they were watching something earlier. And that, okay, because X did not tell Y might become then annoyed that they're not having a cuddle.
So you can if you move in with someone, can you still have a wank or not?
You can still watch specialist material in your own time, but you have to understand that others might be a bit annoyed because you're not being as forthcoming with a cuddle.
I don't get what you're saying.
Right, anyway,
we're
going to talk more about living with partners after we have a little comfort stop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about living with your partner, and we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. William Hansen, first question, please, Cockle.
Sorry?
First question, please, mate. Right.
This is from Rhiannon.
Rhiannon.
Ooh. This is something that everyone has to do at some point in a relationship. Fart in front of the other half.
Yep.
It just has to happen. On purpose or by accident, one is going to slip past the defences. So how long do you have to have been in a relationship with someone before you can fart? I need this answer urgently. I really want to fart.
Holding in a trump now, isn't he, right?
Yes, she's probably blown up. She's self-combusted by the time we've answered this.
Okay, I've...
Pieces of her left on the utility room wall.
I've done a texter about this on the radio before.
Right.
That's like where you get people to...
BBC's not what it was.
No, this is when I was on commercial, and the general consensus was 6 months.
Right.
And I am also sticking to that rule because I've not yet trumped in front of my new housemates. So I haven't been in. Oh, do you know what? We're coming up to the 6 month mark. I moved down in March, April, May, June, July. Oh, yeah, I'm past it.
You can now do an Elsa in Frozen. You can let it go.
Yeah, I can. I can bottom burp in front of them.
Trouser cough.
Trouser cough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm ever so sorry. I trouser coughed. So my, I'm saying 6 months into moving in with somebody. William Hanson, what are you saying on that?
Well, do you know what? It's funny. You know, we've talked about, you know, I've never watched Bake Off. I've never had a Coke. I have never farted. I once did something and a little bit of Chanel No. 5 came out. But other than that... I wonder if there's something wrong with me.
I honestly think if I ever heard you fart, I would be... I couldn't cope with it. Do you not fart in front of Mikey? I'm sorry.
I've never done it,
We should pre-warn Mikey before this. It's going to be a lot about your relationship. Has he ever farted in front of you?
No, because I wouldn't be with anyone that would fart.
Every couple does it.
If you're one of those people that do fart, that have been programmed to do it, obviously it's unfortunate if you do it. But I would try and avoid doing it. If you know that one is coming, I imagine this is how it works. You could leave the room.
Oh, if one is coming.
Just, you need to get up with the minimum of fuss, just please excuse me, and then come back in.
Did your dad, I know the answer to this, did your dad ever used to do pull my finger?
No.
Did yours, Ben? Yeah. Right, when we were kids, it was so funny. My dad used to say we'd be upstairs playing on PlayStation. He used to go, Ryan, Jordan, quick, come down and pull my finger. And you'd go down and we'd like be racing downstairs, like pushing each other out of the way. And then you'd pull your dad's finger and he'd fart. Producer Ben, your dad used to do pull. Yeah. He used to go, look, I'll put my finger out. You go, oh, quick, pull my finger. Pull it. I'm not going to fart. And then you'd go, oh, and as a kid, there'd be nothing funnier.
The etiquette with farting is that if anyone is so ill-bred as to mention the fart, and it is better breeding to not mention anything, you blame it on the dog, even if there isn't one.
Okay, right, blame it on dog. Right, we're gonna do a bit of role play, right?
Right.
Okay, you're William.
Oh, God, I'll stretch myself then.
And I'm Mikey. So let me just get into character. And we're going to be sat watching telly. So I'm Mikey. I'm a 40-year-old proper Yorkshire Leeds accent. So I'm like... Right, so he comes in. All right, Paul, what are we watching?
We're re-watching Desperate Housewives Series 6. Don't say anything.
Desperate Housewives? Oh, Christ. Right, come on then. Come and give us a cuddle.
Was that the corgi?
No, sorry, Willie, it's them bloody protein shakes.
I think we should start seeing other people.
Oh, open relationship, I'm up for that.
No.
Shall we move on from farting? Mikey, I am so sorry.
This next question is from Caroline.
I'll pour us another
gin. What a nice, sophisticated name, Caroline.
It is. I'll pour us another gin in the bonnet whilst you're reading this one, pal.
Caroline says, what is the etiquette regarding sharing responsibility within the home? My partner always seems to wait until I start a household chore before jumping up and saying, I was going to do that.
I'll do that, love, don't worry.
Yeah. In our house, it's a very clear delineation of duty. I just do it.
Delineation?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means allocation.
All right, okay.
No, to be fair, Mikey does lift his weight often at the gym, but the...
We get it. Mikey's fit.
Mikey does pull his weight. He does the rubbish.
Oh,
the
recycling. You don't do the rubbish.
No, I don't do rubbish.
Mikey was away once and William had me do the rubbish because he's scared of rats, so he won't go down to the bin area, so yeah. I had to go down.
Yeah. So I do ironing. And to be fair, Mikey, I think he would admit, is a hopeless ironer, so I would rather that I just did it all and took care of everything.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Yeah. And I like ironing. I genuinely do like it. If I didn't iron again, I would be quite sad.
Do you know, I'm quite domesticated. A lot of people don't think this. Mm. And this is a bit deep now, a bit serious for us. But when my brother was in hospital when he was younger, I used to have to look after my other brother because my mum was with him. Mm. So I like quickly became domesticated when I was younger. So when I was like...
Were you giving him Billy Bear meat and turkey dinosaurs?
Well, when I was like 16, because my mum was in hospital with my brother, I was like... I was ironing.
Okay.
Just ironing shirts for school. I was cleaning house. I used to make sure, because I used to make sure my mum was got back on Friday when he's on treatment. I used to make sure that the house was always tidy. So yeah, I became pretty domesticated. So I think I'd be quite a good person to live with. Mm. And my housemates say I'm tidy. So yeah. And
yeah, I think you are quite tidy.
I can iron. I can Hoover.
Do you clean your shoes?
Clean my shoes. Used to have to clean our shoes every... These are a bit dirty. Used to have to clean our shoes.
Are they suede?
Yeah,
suede's hard to clean. Do you have a suede brush?
No.
No, oh, well, I knew the answer to that.
So, yeah, I know in some partnerships there's people that do everything, and I think that's bad because... Only from looking in, because it just causes a lot of arguments. However, sometimes that's their own fault because... they like it being done their own way. I'm thinking of my best mates here. She does everything, and he doesn't.
I think you have, and actually, you know, I'm in a, obviously.
You should have separate, like, share the jobs.
Yeah, I think you should, and I think that's more modern. And obviously, in a gay relationship, whether it's two men or two women, I do think actually one of the positives of those is that the.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Oh right.
Sorry to just spring that on you. I actually think the jobs get shared out more equally. Then you fall into those rather stereotypical, oh, that's a woman's work, that's a man's work.
So you share things.
Yeah, I think things are shared out and it's a lot fairer. I actually think, look, I've never been in a heterosexual relationship, but and have no intention of being, but I actually think a homosexual relationship's probably easier.
Yeah.
Next question. This question is from Scott.
Hiya, Scott.
Thoughts on sharing a toothbrush with your partner? I personally enjoy the added taste you get. It's like snogging without tongues. Scott, you are disgusting. Stop listening to this podcast. Thank you.
Scott, you're not disgusting. Don't stop listening.
Unsubscribe now.
Right.
Scott, let's just take a minute for Scott to unsubscribe. Shush. He's gone.
Right. Scott. Scott, don't be harsh. I've done this.
Hmm.
Okay. Don't do it. Don't share a toothbrush. Don't share a toothbrush.
You should never put anything of your partner's in your mouth.
Really? That's a rule of thumb. I've done this. What is he
saying? I beg your pardon?
Is he saying him and his partner actually share the toothbrush?
Well, clearly.
No.
Well, he's saying what is the etiquette. The etiquette is don't do it.
No, I've done this.
Are you too poor to buy two toothbrushes? Most of them come in packs of two.
I've gone away and one of us has forgot a toothbrush, so we've had to share. Done that.
Does the hotel not have them?
Well, until you go out and get another, but don't share if you're living together, don't share.
Have you never phoned concierge and asked for a dental kit? Most hotels bring them, even the slightly average.
No, they don't. I got charged £2.50 for one in a Premier Inn once.
Well, that's because it's a Premier Inn.
Yeah, 4 stars, Premier Inn.
Sorry?
Premier Inns are 4 stars.
They are not.
They are, I promise you. The Premier Inn are 4 stars.
On Google or TripAdvisor,
no,
yes.
No, they're 4 stars. Trust me. Look, don't if you live together, don't share a toothbrush. That's minging. But if you go away or you've lost your toothbrush and as a one-off, saying it's all right.
Mikey and I share an electric toothbrush and we change the head so that it's a different head going in each person's mouth.
Speaking of head,
where's this going?
Next question.
Oh, okay.
I've really enjoyed today's episode.
Have you? Wish I could say the same. This one is from Edward.
Right, Eddie.
I'm just about to move in with my other half.
Why is it all lads? Oh, no.
We've had Caroline.
Yeah, sorry. Go
and
on.
Rhiannon. So actually, we've had two of each.
Okay.
I'm just about to move in with my other half, and I'm a bit concerned.
Oh.
I'm a person who likes their own company every once in a while. I don't want to spend every waking second with someone. Not even the person I love. Is it okay to want to have a bit of alone time? And am I allowed to push for having my own personal space in our new house? I've always wanted a private office for private business.
Oh, do you want me to go first?
Yes, go on.
I feel like I always go first. I'm totally the same.
Really?
I am. I love my own space. I love my own company. I can sometimes go like a couple of days without speaking to anyone, which I quite believe it or not, I quite like. And I always thought if I did move in with someone, I'd have to have a man cave.
Right.
And I think, and I'd have a man cave where I could, like, watch telly, watch me films, read me book. And, I think if you're someone that likes your own space, that's, you need your own, you need somewhere where you can get away. Definitely.
I think you can't be on top of...
Say it.
I'm just going to say it. Please don't twist my words. You can't be on top of each other all the time.
Unless you're shagging. Go on.
I think you do have to be able to do your own thing, have your own hobbies, interests, friends, etc.
I hate myself.
Yes, I'm going off you as well. You can't really do everything at the same time. You know, those sort of relationships are very incestuous, very intense, and I don't think that works. You have to have your own lives. Yes, you have to tell your partner what you are going to go and do or who you are seeing, etc.
Yeah.
I would say you can't just go, bye, darling, I'm off for a few hours. That's alarm bells would ring.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Have you ever had with friends, with partners, family members? Do you have that find friends thing?
On your phone?
Yeah.
No, it's weird.
No, why is it weird?
Do you have that with Mikey?
Yeah, I've got it with Mikey with lots of people.
So you can tell me where Mikey is now?
Yeah. I can tell, look, certain friends that we have together.
So Mikey's in some toilets in Soho. What's he doing there? See, it's weird.
Mike is at home, currently.
Yeah, that's not what that was.
Look, I have it with certain of our friends.
I'm going to have to text Mikey after
you
this
are.
Episode and just be like, I'm
that's
so
where
sorry.
That person is.
Are you joking? That's where Daryl Morris is right now.
Why don't you just give out the coordinates?
That's so... Am I on this? I need mine off.
No.
Right.
I don't feel, with this fine friends thing, if you have got something to hide... You've got an issue with it. If you have nothing to hide, you have no issue with it.
Okay.
Because actually, especially when you live together, it saves me texting Mikey going, how long until you're home? What time do I put dinner on for? Etc,
no.
etc. You can just see.
No, that's
and also
good.
From a safety point of view.
That's weird.
Well, you have something to hide.
Edward says, am I allowed to push travel my own space? Yes. Ask if that's what you... I would do that, Edward.
So if there's one thing that you've learned from this podcast...
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, if there's one thing I've learned from this podcast... do you know what? I've actually learned...
That you probably shouldn't live with anyone ever.
Yeah.
You should be living on your own with lots of cats.
I don't know, never say never. And it's okay to fart in front of someone 6 months after you've moved in. And I've also learnt that your ears don't stop growing.
Yeah. All right, I think that's probably it for this episode. And don't forget, if you like Help, I Sexted My Boss, you can share the love with your friends and write a review on iTunes. We'd be terribly grateful.
Good day to you, sir.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.